This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has named conservative appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett as his third Supreme Court appointment, setting off a scramble in the Republican-led Senate to confirm her before Election Day in 5.5 weeks. Speaking at a White House Rose Garden ceremony, Trump praised Barrett as a judge of impeccable qualifications.
Her qualifications are unsurpassed, and her record is beyond reproach.
Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is a favorite of religious conservatives, a key Trump voter bloc. However, Barrett pledged to serve all Americans if confirmed.
I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
Democrats on Capitol Hill, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have said that Barrett's conservative legal philosophy poses a threat to health care, LGBTQ and women's rights, and other rights that Americans enjoy. Protesters at a central London anti-lockdown rally scuffled with police officers Saturday, who were trying to break up the demonstration because of a lack of social distancing. Police said 9 officers had been injured and 16 people arrested for offenses including assaulting an officer and violent disorder. Prime Minister Boris Johnson tightened COVID-19 restrictions this week, telling people to work from home if possible and ordering pubs and restaurants to close early after cases started to climb. This is VOA News. Lebanon's prime minister designate has resigned after being unable to form a cabinet due to a political impasse. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Mustafa Adib announced his resignation to the media after becoming clear that a cabinet, according to the characteristic I had put in, is bound to fail and out of my interest in protecting national unity according to the constitution, I apologize for continuing the mission of forming a government. The announcement, nearly a month after he was appointed to the job, further delays the prospect of getting the foreign economic assistance needed to rescue the country from collapse. Macron has been pressing Lebanese politicians to form a cabinet made up of non-partisan specialists that can work on enacting urgent reforms. France and other international powers have refused to provide aid before serious reforms are made. I'm Karen Chamas.
A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine late Friday, killing at least 26 people. Olivia Chan of Reuters reports.
The aircraft carrying Air Force cadets crashed while trying to land during a training exercise. The State Emergency Service of Ukraine said 27 people had been on board the plane, 7 crew members and 20 students. Only one cadet managed to survive. Rescue workers were seen inspecting the smoking wreckage near the town of Chukov. An investigation has started on what caused the crash. Regional Governor Oleksiy Kucher told local media that a pilot reported failure in the left engine of the plane. An eyewitness who was driving along the road said he saw a man in flames running from the plane after the crash. The crash happened around a mile from a military airport. The cadets were from the Kharkiv University of Air Force, which is run by the Defense Ministry.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Belarusian security forces detained dozens of protesters Saturday as crowds rallied in central Minsk, accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. One group of women chanted, "Our president is Sveta," referring to opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who they say won the vote before riot police dragged many of those protesters into vans. Other protesters were arrested nearby. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by mass street protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th vote. He has denied rigging the election and dismissed opposition accusations of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.